Louis, here at this 2012 Commodity Classic, the United Soybean Board released a study that you folks have conducted looking at the cost of regulations and what it could mean for animal agriculture, but really what it could mean for consumers.
That's exactly the point of the whole study, that we are concerned because obviously in this country we have a number of people that need low-cost protein in their diet. There's so much unemployment and the cost of living is so high with all the other costs associated with, you know, your gas prices and your housing and so forth. So we definitely looked at this on piling regulations on top of what we already have.
What jumped out in the study when you looked at it?
Well, I guess the thing that jumped out to me was that, you know, if you do increase these costs on the folks that produce these products, the protein products, poultry as well as the pork, you're just going to jump the cost to the consumer, and that's huge. You know, if you start talking a 25% increase, that's huge.
Did the study look at what would happen if animal agriculture left the U.S. and we had to be bringing products in from outside of this country?
That's exactly the point of the study. When we started looking at that, because we've seen some of these regulations coming our way, that we wanted to quantify, if you will, what would happen if, say, if we drove pork production to Brazil. So that's where your increased costs come from.
So now that we have this study available, what's the next step?
Well, obviously, the education process, making the information available to ultimately the consumer, but very importantly to our farmers also.
Louis, I appreciate you taking some time to visit with us. Interesting study.
Well, thank you for your time.